Shir Chav Beis, Sunday, Parshas Vishlach.
Okay, Rabbi, we're on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amid Aleph. The Gemara here is trying to figure out. We have two drushes. Yatzachinam Eli Labagras and Kesef Eli Mei Naris. The Gemara wants to know, why do you need both of them? So the Gemara first says, it's a ve'limod al zeh. Just like we find by Toshav Asachar, the same concept. So we said in Rashi and Tosfos, they both seem to be doing a similar type of thing, which means that even though the mashmois of the Lashon, maybe in Achanami, if you just see the words Ein Kesef, I would know that we're talking about Nairus. How would I know that according to Rashi? Because Lashon Ein Kesef is mashma Dover Acher Moitzi, which would be Nairus. Or according to Tosfos, because Ein Kesef is going on the drasha of Ein Kesef on a Zeyesh Kesef on an Acher, which has to be talking about Nairus. Either way, that's for sure the way that I would lean, but a leaning is not enough. And just having that is not going to automatically position us with enough leverage to know that we're talking about Eli Menaris, just like we find by Toshav Asachar. The word Toshav definitely is more Mash Makinyan Oyla Makinyan Shonim. That's why afterwards we recalibrate and we have that in the end we're going to have that the words Toshav is going on Kinyan Oilam. But if it would have just said Toshav, I would have said Toshav is Kinyan Shana. That's we have a similar type of thing over there as we have over here. So why don't we just write the words, just write Nairus of Ein Kesef, and then we would know Bagrus. The reason is because it's a buzz of Elimad Alseh. Comes along the Gemara Abaye, and asks the Abaye Kasha, says the Abaye, Amar Abaye, Amalei Abaye midami hasam trei gufin inu dechinami kasev rachmana toishav near tzalo yoichal hadar kasev idachave sachim eslasik kavachomer eslasik kavachomer toichav kasev lakra. Over there, I understand because inami kasev toishav nirtza lo yoichal. What does mean toishav nirtza? Toishav means nirtza. Toishav nirtza. He means even if you would write it mefurish the word nirtza. So would it help us to write it mefurish? So therefore we could use Baz Evelim and Alzeh, because why not? El Hacha Chad Gufahi Kinafkas Lominaris Bargus my boy Gabe. It's one goof. So if you're gonna go out Beniris, so then Bagus my boy Gabe. Therefore what? Okay, but I have to write the two because Baz Evelim and Alzeh. How else are you going to know that we're talking about Nairus? Only have one thing is talking about Bagrus. What's the teeth to this question? Gemara's question is you should just write Nairus Mefurish, Rashi says. Write Nairus Behedya. And if I wrote Nairus Behedya, you'd solve all the problems. If I wrote Nairus Behedya, what would you do? The drush of Ein Kesef? I don't know, you'd make the drush from somewhere else. I don't know, you write Nairus and Kesef maybe, someone's suggesting on Thursday. The point is that you can't do this. This is not allowed. Out of bounds. Out of bounds. You can't write something that doesn't exist. And don't prove it to me from Toshav Asachar. Toshav Asachar, it exists. It's Trey Gufin in you. I could have a Toshav, I could have a Asachar, I could have a Nirtza, I could have a Shanim, I could have both of them in the house at the same time, and neither one is eating. But once you're telling me that you're Yoytzeb and Nairus, Bagrus, my boy, Gabe, that's out of bounds. You can't do a Bazalimit. I said, what do you want for my life? What should I do? What's the answer? What? Say it better. What's the answer? What do you want for my life? What? It should say Behedya, right? Don't write it vague and I'm going to end up with Bagrus and Baz Evan Liman Alzer, right? Behedya. Where are you going to learn out the other din from? You learn it from somewhere else, right? Elo Amar Abai Ding Tzach of Rava. Elo Amar Abai, no Nitzuch, Elo Labagr de Islandis. You need it for something else. You need it for Bagor, the island is. We have to come up with a case. When Taka, there's not going to be any Nairis. What's the case? Not going to be any Nairis. Bagor, the island is. Salka, daita chamina, Nairis, tepuk, Bagus, loy tepuk, kamash malon. Ichob gefunin, says Abaye. A case when the Taka is no Nairis. You skip straight from Katniss to Bagrus. What's the case? Bagor, the island is. Nanitzuch, ele, le Bagor, the island is. Sight, I mean a nice tape, and I was the pay tape, a commashmallow on Zoktrashi. Zoktrashi, Islandus. Ela Simone Nairus, Vashmin on Krosh, Yotio me Bagrus, Kishe Yea Law Esrim Shana. When she has Esrim Shana, Rabbi say, what does it mean? Kishayila Esrim Shana. When is she going to go out? She Yatiyila Yemei Bagris. Kishayila Esrim Shana. When would she go out? When she's 20. So the Maisa, there's a machloikas between Rav and Shmuel. An islandess becomes, when do we know that an islandess is an islandess? At what age, at what stage, when we know that an islandess is 20? When an islandess is an islandess, when she's 20. But does that islandess now become Limafreya islandess from when she's 12 and a half? Or is it islandess at 20? From here on forward, she's islandess.
She's always an islandess, just now she's a bogus.
No, she wasn't an islandess, but she's a katana. Whatever, you want. What?
She was a katana up until we know for sure that she's a bogus.
Now we know that she's a bogus islandess. Does it go to Mafreya? Rav, it's Machloikas. Rav says it goes to Mafreya from when she's 12 and a half. And Shmuel says it's Mikano Lahaba. We'll have to see how the Gemara is going to. We're going to see how Shmuel is going to learn the Gemara. Does it go Mikan Lahaba or Lemafreya? What does it sound like from Rashi? Rashi says, "Einlas einlas imani naris vashim inan kura shiatir yemei bagrusa kisheyir la esrim shana." What's Rashi adding with those words? Kisheyir la esrim shana. We should just say, "Vashim inan kura diotir yemei bagrusa." Kishe yiye lo esrim shana. When it's 20, it sounds like it's not the mafreya.
It's not the mafreya.
When kishe yiye lo esrim shana, that's when she's going out. She's going out at 20. It sounds almost like Rashi is choosing sides. It's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Sounds like Rashi's going like Rav.
I can Rashi just stop pointing out when is this age.
Rashi's going like Shmuel. Sorry, what?
I can Rashi just stop me pointing out when he reaches this age. When does she reach this age that she becomes a bagger? So that's the moment.
What is the kisheyia lo esrim shana? It should say like this: Islandess, ein lo simone nairis, and kisheyia sheyia lo esrim shana nasa islandess. Vashmina kosh yotiyim
me bagrusa. Without saying anything about 20 years.
Look, it's able. He's saying it in the yitzia. She yitzia yemei bagrusa. It takes her out. Kisheyia lo esrim. It sounds like the yitzia happens when she's 20.
Regardless,
it's going to be Lemafreya. The Yitzhi is going to be from when she's 12. What?
What happens at 20?
Lemafreya. It didn't happen at 20. It did not happen at 20. It happened when she was 12. We just didn't know about it yet. We didn't know yet that she was Yitz at 12, but she was Yitz at 12. What? That's going to be Tosis's discussion. That's going to be a figure out what do you do about all those years. But it was a mistake. She was really Lemafreya, really a Gdoyla when she was 12. So she goes out at 12, she doesn't go out at 20. That's going to be a big discussion. We're going to see Toisvis and all the Rishonim how to deal with this. There's going to be all the Mafreya situation going on over here. Okay, but it sounds like from Toisvis, it's not the Mafreya. Rashi makes no mention of the fact that it goes back to 12. Kishiyila Esrim, period. According to Rav, the whole thing's the Mafreya from 12. She mentioned 12, no. She's Yoitze Bebagrusai, Kishiyila Esrim Shana. That's what it sounds like.
What's the Mafreya do? She should have went out at 12?
Yeah.
No, it makes the money go back.
Yeah, that's what he says. All the money's going to go back, and we have to figure it out. But she should have gone out at 12. So it sounds like Rashi is siding with Shmuel. We have to see if that's really the case. Is that really the case, right?
If you're going to say it's the Mafreya, there's still no Nairis from 12 to 12.
No Nairis. No Nairis. No Nairis. No
Nairis. The father, the Adon.
Yeah.
The Adon himself.
Okay. Kunz again the achroinim, ala achroinim, fegin the zelbe kikasha. And they ask, it sounds like from our Gemara that there is no other case when you skip Nairis. The only time you skip Nairis is by Islandess. Islandess skips Nairis. She goes straight from Katniss to Islandess. However, what about a case where a girl gets her simone Nairis late? She gets them late. This is a machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. It appears to be a machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say that the only time a girl has nairus is from 12 to 12 and a half. That's her window. If she gets her simanim at 13, what happens? She goes straight to Bulgaris. She gets her simanim at 14, what happens? Straight to Bulgaris.
Is that
true? Tosfos says, not, the Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says, whenever she gets her simanim, she gets a 6-month grace period and she becomes a naira. She could be a naira at 12, she could be a naira at 13, she could be a naira at 15. Whenever she gets her simanim, she got half a year of naira and then bagaris. It's always a soft entry into godless.
Even after
12. No, 20, once you hit 20, you become an islandist, and then there's no nairus. So according to the Rambam, I understand that the only time you skip nairus is when
islandist.
But anything other than islandist always has nairus. However, according to what it appears from Tosfos, Ephraim Ginsburg, amongst others, that says that you skip the when even a regular Isha, as long as she doesn't get her Nairus right away, you skip out on Nairus. So why does the Gemara have to come on to a case of islandness? Just typically the case is any Isha, islandness is a rarity. But this is a much more regular case.
Who said maybe islandness is more common than that?
It's hard to imagine that an islandess is going to be more regular than a regular woman. That's.
We're not going to give her good islandess. Maybe.
Which woman?
The woman that doesn't have simanim nairus.
Islandess never gets simanim.
We don't know if she's an islandess until she hits 20. Whatever.
Right.
So maybe we'll give her a good islandess until.
Who?
This girl that didn't have simanim nairus.
Did she get them ever?
She get them. Yeah, maybe.
Why does the Gemara have to come out to islandness? Just say anytime that you don't get your simanim right away. Whether you get your simanim at 15 or you never get your simanim. Anyone that doesn't get a simanim right away is going to have the same din. What do you have to go there for? What do you have to go the woman until she's 20 and get simanim? She got a simanim at 14, she got a simanim at 15, she got a simanim at 16. She didn't get her simanim until she's 20. Anything. All of them.
There's some money nairas. Who cares when it comes and it's obvious she goes out?
But she's not a naira.
It's
money now. So says of Ephraim Mordechai Ginsburg the following thing. He says, "Vaystochois the Zayda, Mamash Hazay, Mamash Hazay, the Zayda, Zok the Zayda, Laser Zayda." That the pshat is that what's moitzi? Is it the Yemei Nairus that's moitzi? Or it's the simone nairus that's mighty.
Clearly the simone.
Why is it clearly the simone?
Because
why is it clear? What's by the bagrus? What's mighty by bagrus?
Simone.
We were learning by bagrus. What's mighty is the etzem bagrus. Perhaps Rabbi Chanan wanted to say that it's the simone. What's not even a mighty? It's just not. It's not mighty. It's just not. There's just no more.
Proof from Abbas. The bagrus itself.
That's what we're saying by that. Well, maybe by Av also. It's the bag. It's the simani bag.
The same way.
We're saying the time after 6 months after marriage.
We're saying that by bagrus kipshutai. We were learning. It's the mitzias of bagrus. It's the factor of bagrus. Maybe there are no simanim, or is bagrus b'chal moitzi. We're saying it's it's bagrus and you're done. But by nairus, we're medayik in Rashi. Rashi says with the lashon of Rashi in the beginning, on the top. Rashi said. That's Ein Kesef. And the Dover Acher Moitzia. What's the Dover Acher that's Moitzia? Ken Zayin, it's the Simone Nairus that's Moitzia. The Simone Nairus. So Eba Zay, even if she doesn't have the Yemei Nairus, over the Simonim is Moitzia. So it doesn't make a difference if you hit the Simonim at 12, you hit the Simonim at 12 and a half or 13. Either there's no Matziv of Nairus, or we have Simone Nairus. And Simone Nairus are going to be Maitzi.
In a Chanami.
The Lashon of Rashi, which is really the Lashon of the Gemara, is going to be a problem. The Gemara says Eli Yemei Nairus. So Rashi is really only quoting Lashon of the Gemara. It's a little bit, but Avigdor's pointing out, it doesn't sound so much like that in the Gemara. But that's the way that Achroinim Nemen on.
How old did Mayneris take her out?
What?
She goes out by 12, right?
She goes out at 12.
So or, your Mayneris is 6 months. Is the next 6 months? So.
Once she's the first day of your Mayneris.
The days of Mayneris.
The first days, the days of Mayneris. The first day of Mayneris.
That's not true.
What? What?
You prove that to be not true.
What do you mean?
Why
not?
Can you bring that back though?
In cases that there is no Yemeinaris.
Oh, okay. So that's the question, right? So we're suggesting that maybe it's not else the Yemeinaris, it's the Simaneinaris. So even though this girl never has Yemeinaris, but she has Simaneinaris. Yeah.
If it's the Simaneinaris, then why does she need the Nairis stage to become this? Meaning, if the Simaneinaris are mitzvah to you, so then you're finished the Nairis stage before Yemeinaris.
Not necessarily, that's just taking you out right away.
We're saying here that the chiddush is that you could have Simaneinaris without Yemeinaris,
right.
And Simaneinaris are the mitzvah.
Right.
So if you have your Simaneinaris and then you have Yemeinaris 6 months after that, Simon and
Nairis
were already mutsi.
Correct.
So then what's
Yemeinaris also already be mutsi?
You're Yoytze. What do you mean? You're still an Ira, but she's Yoytze. She's Yoytze, Yemeinaris.
That would make Islandus our only case.
What?
That would make Islandus our only case.
That would make Islandus our only case. Because that's the only case when you don't have Simon and Nairis. It's the only case you only have Simon and Nairis.
If you say that you're going out with Yemeinaris, that's the second you hit the first day, you're out,
right?
Right. Just the question is, what does it make it?
Okay. Zok the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara. Maskef lo mar baravashi v'lavka v'choymru. Umasi manim shenu matzim mishus av, matzim mishus adoin. Bagu shu matzim mishus av, eno din shu matzim mishus adoin. Says the Gemara, for sure, if you say, simonim is matzim mishus av, masi manim shenu matzim mishus av. Simon not Matsimishus Adon, Bagus Matsimishus Av, Bagus which is Matsimishus Av, in a Dinsha Matsimishus Adon, for sure it should. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that I can learn from a Kal V'Chomer. Says Rashi. Ma Simonim, Shein Matsimishus Av. Says Rashi, Kiramina Lael, Shemaisa Yodeha Leavia. Rashi says, what's the case of not Moitzi Mishus Av, the Maisi Yadayim go to her father. Naira, Maisi Yadayim go to her father. Rashi, in the beginning of the Yamud, said, Rashi, the fourth thin line in Rashi, She'ena Nafkar Mishus Av, the Maisi Adel Uli Yerushasa. Over there, Rashi says she doesn't go out of his Rishus for Maisi Yadayim and Yerusha. Why over here is Rashi only saying Maisi Yadayim?
Because Yerusha has nothing to do with
Rishus. Well. Slow down. Before, let the question simmer and savor the delicious flavor and aroma of this question. Before Rashi says, "Deloy nafka mishus av lemaisi deli rishasa," didn't go out of the father's rishus for maisi daimen yerusha. Sounds like the rishus of the father is maisi daimen yerusha, and over here he just mentions maisi daim. Why does he mention yerusha? So says Aaron, very insightfully. That we had issues before with that Rashi, because is the father's Yerusha on his daughter depend on his Rishus? We said no. What's the Raya? It's not dependent on Rishus because he's Yerusha even if she's a Bergeris. Even if she's 20, he's going to be Yerusha. Even if she's 30, he's going to be Yerusha. He's Yerusha's son. He's Yerusha, a son's Yerusha father. Yerusha has nothing to do with Rishus. So what did Rashi say before about Rishus Benogeita in reference to Yerusha? All Rashi meant is that the husband can't be Yerush because she's still in the Rishus of the father. Not that the father is Yerush midin Rishus. So therefore down here, when we're not talking in the tug of war between the father and the husband, we're just saying that it's Maitzim Rishus Av, therefore we're not going to mention Yerusha down here. Because Yerusha now is talking about the father's domain, not the husband. Therefore, all we mention is Maisi Yadayim. So we said Nairus is not Maitzi Mishus Av. Can I mean Leel Maisi Delevia? Bagus Shemaitzi Mishus Av. Dolo Ashkachna Dezochi Lakra. Ela Ben Nairus.